Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, it is a beautiful day in the Midwest to be harvesting. I hope you're in the combines and everything is going well. Stay with us for the afternoon. We'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons. The situation is beginning to change a little bit, and there are some ground piles certainly developing. They'll start to really fill up this week. We'll talk about the futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and serves as their senior grains analyst. And we'll discuss the weather forecast, which right at the moment looks clear for the week. That with the guys at Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. And I know you're busy, but I'm going to ask you to do one more thing, and you'll probably need to stop to do this, but dial this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217, the area code. Big Will, that's B-I-G-W-I-L-L, Big W-I-L-L, 217-244-9455, and pledge your financial support for this program. It comes to you from the University of Illinois, in part because, well, you helped to pay for the program, and if you don't pay for it, it sometime might not come to you. I'm not too terribly worried about that, but better safe than sorry. Dial in now, 217-244-9455, and pledge your financial support as we start out this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Checking now the numbers as they finished up in Chicago for a Monday afternoon. July futures for the harvest month in the soft red winter wheat at $5.39 were down 2.5 cents for the day. The March hard red at 601.5 was down 0.25 cents. December corn futures up 0.25 at $3.48.25 on the settlement price. March at 361.75, a half higher. May futures 370.5 up 0.5, and July corn at 378, a half higher. December of next year, $3.95, a settlement price up 1.25. November beans, 944.25, 7.5 cents lower. January at 952.25, down 7.5, and the March at 960.25, down 7.75 for the day. May futures 969, 7.75 lower, and next year's November soybeans at 961.25, down 6.25 cents. Bean meal futures in the lead option at 329.40, down $1.10. Bean oil 32 cents lower at $31.70. This is Illinois Public Media.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Checking the livestock numbers from the CME Group, October live cattle at $167.90, $2.85 higher, December at $168.25, up $297.50. October feeders at $240.75, up $2.30, November $236.82.5, up $2.67.5. Lean hogs were down $1.42.5 and the December futures at $89.15, February at $86.40, $1.15 lower. Low outside markets, November crude oil $82.74, that's a penny lower for the day. RBOB gasoline or wholesale price, 0.3 cents lower, $2.20.1. And ethanol futures at $1.75.4, down a penny and 0.3 cents. Gasoline prices at 44, the spread between the two now is 44.5 cents wide. That's a penny and 0.9 cents narrower than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.66.5, 0.10 cents lower, and diesel fuel for the day at $2.48.5, a penny and 0.2 cents lower. U.S. dollar at 84.95. That's down 0.16 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area. Sunny skies today and 65, sunny tomorrow and 58, sunny Wednesday and 56, mostly sunny Thursday and 59, mostly sunny Friday and 63 degrees, and mostly clear and sunny on Saturday with a high of 68 degrees. We'll take a more complete look at the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with the folks at Earth Risk Technologies. Of course, they're in Chicago, Illinois, right here on WILL AM 580.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Have you dialed in just yet? I hope so, but if not, with your pledge of financial support for the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media, we come to you a few times a year and say, hey, this program is supported in part by you, our listeners. And if you listen to the ag program, we'd like you to dial right now at 217-244-9455 and help us out. I like the $120 level, so let's start there, but anything less is fine. Anything more is fantastic. The number's really easy to remember. It's 217-BIG-WILL. That's B-I-G-W-I-L-L, 217-244-9455, and pledge your financial support. Take time to do that right now. Let's turn our attention to the commodity markets directly. Kurt Kimmel is out of the office this afternoon. Pete Manhart now joins us to take a look at the marketplace. Good afternoon to you, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for all your support over the years here at the radio station. You and Kurt do so much for us, and we do really appreciate it.
Well, we think it's a great place to put our efforts.
Let's turn your attention to the marketplace and talk about what happened in Chicago and what your expectations for the next week will be. Of course, a couple of things happening. We'll have out this afternoon, and these are related, the acreage figures from USDA in terms, not acreage, but total amount of harvest that is complete from USDA. And then that, of course, has been putting some pressure into the marketplace and maybe later this week, too.
Yeah, we expect the bean wind to be maybe at the 50 level or a little higher. We expect corn to be around 35. We're normally way above that at this time of year, so we do expect harvest this week and next to put a little more pressure on it. And it did today, but we came roaring back from those lows.
Yeah, that's a nice little tribute to what's happening in the marketplace. Is that because of the export market, consumption, lack of harvest in the last couple of weeks? What do you think?
I think it's a combination, but, you know, we had beans down 16, they closed down 7, we had corn down 6, they closed up a quarter. A lot of it is usage. We have really still good usage. And the export loadings last week were super on beans. They were a little less than expected on wheat and so-so on corn, but beans were huge from last week. So those usage numbers there and here in the U.S. are helping hold things up.
Yeah, this is something that I'm not sure everybody quite expected. Beans held really strong in that $10, $11, $12 range for a long time, but we're only, what, 50 cents off of that, or 56 at the moment, at $9.44, and I say only 50, but it's still close to $10 when many people thought that we might have $8 beans by the time we got to the harvest season. This is good news, I suppose.
I think it is, and there are still people thinking we could go to 8850. I don't know if we can. We hit 904 just not very long ago and boomed 75 cents above it last week. On corn, we hit 318. There's people talking 290s to 3s. I don't know if we'll get there, but we boomed up 40 there to 358. We've lost a dime on the corn, and we've lost right at 40 on the soybeans just from last Thursday, Friday.
When you call and talk to your clientele and listen to what they have to say about the harvest season, are yields holding in from the south to the north as it progresses?
In places, we're having some normal yields, but there are an awful lot of still really great yields. I talked to somebody today, said we went out back in the field today, and they were better today than they were last week when we harvested. So it depends on where you're at. I think right here through the center part of the state, we're still having very good yields, way above normal. As you go north and west, there's some normal yields. There's some places that got flooded out, but there's still some really good yields also everywhere.
What are you hearing about the ability to move the crop into distribution networks at this time?
It's kind of a mess. Lots of problems with rail due to all the usage they have with the crude oil that we're producing, and so that's a big factor. And then rivers and trucks are the next coming in, and we're going to have lots of stuff piled in lots of places till we can get it moved.
And expectations that they'll be able to move those piles out very quickly, or are they going to stick around for a long time, or do we just not know yet?
We don't know yet how big are the piles going to be. if they're going to be like in the past years. We got stuff moved out pretty well the last few times we had big piles, so it's expected they'll get moved. It's just not known how long.
Okay, turn your attention to the livestock market. We're beginning to hear things about PEDV again. I think that's because it's the fall, not necessarily because it's starting to show up exactly in the confinement systems, but it should be that time of year when normally this disease would begin to show up, and we say normally, although it's really only the second time we've faced it at this point.
Yeah, and today hogs were down, $1.50 to $2, where cattle are still just roller coaster. We were up limit today. We were down limit a couple days last week. Hogs were down limit a couple days last week. So we came from such high levels. Hogs are tending to be sideways to lower now, and cattle are, depends on the day and what the news is, whether they're up or down. But today, up the $3 limit in December cattle.
Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate what you and Kurt Kimmel do for the radio station.
Go in there and donate. We add to it every year.
All right. Yes, you did. Thank you so much. That's Pete Manhart. Of course, he's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. In fact, we'd like you to add to our tally as well. You can do that at 217-244-9455. Or if you go online, and this works as well on your smartphone as it does on any other device. I just looked at it, in fact. If you go online to our website, and we'll just send you to willag.org because that's where I normally send you. Up at the top of the page, there is a red rectangle. It says contribute now. That's all you have to do. Hit that red rectangle and you can contribute now. If you want to do it online, you can have it spilled later. You can go to MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, or you can call 217-244-9455. Les Schulte is in studio with us. Hi, Les. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Todd?
Oh, I'm really good. So, the folks, actually, we have a lot of money on the line here, don't we? And a lot of extra money. Pete says he helps out all the time, and they all
do. He's a man of few words, you know what I mean? Yeah, we want to thank Pete, and we want to thank the folks like at Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, the Andersons. Those are just a few of the companies that are going in to create a challenge this drive, this fall. For $5,250.
$5,250.
Wow, that's right. And it's a sizable amount of money. We need to hear from 100 pledgers during this drive before the end of Friday who will mention ag as one of the services they really use and appreciate here at this station, either by phone, by calling that number, 217-244-9455, or donating online. As you said, you can just go to Will Ag and hit the red donate button. That'll take you right to the pledge page. And it's simple. It's quick. $10 a month. Can you set aside $10 a month and become a sustaining friend at that level? Or you can make a one-time contribution of $120 or whatever fits into your budget. That's what we're looking for right now, to help keep some of these great services that you get from this station that you use probably every day in your business. And one of the other services we've got coming up next month, actually, November the 24th, it's the first annual Ag Farm Assets Conference. We're going to be held in Normal, Illinois at the beautiful Marriott Hotel there. And it's going to be great, and it's only cost $25. You can go to willag.org. Also find out how you can purchase one of those tickets.
So a couple of ways to do this.
Lots of stuff going
on. A couple
of
things. We have two different phone numbers if you want to buy tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. But let's just deal with the phone number and the website that one phone number and then the website you can do both from. So phone number if you want to pledge your financial support. And boy, do I hope you want to pledge your financial support at 217-244-9455 or go to willag.org and hit the red contribute now rectangle. That's at the top of the page. It doesn't matter whether you're on your computer, your iPad, your Galaxy Tab, your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever, up at the top of the page. It's willag.org. And in either case, whether you're on the phone line or whether you're online, you're going to let them know that you're supporting agriculture. If you happen to be online, it's just a couple of check boxes. They're right there when you hit that Contribute Now button. But make sure that we know that you're supporting agriculture. That's really important. And if you happen to go to willag.org, the Farm Assets Conference has a phone number there and also has a link.
That's a link. You can just click that, too.
Just click and get your tickets for that one as well.
Hey, And keep in mind, we have this Ag Challenge, $5,250 on the table this week. If we can hear from 100 of you who make pledges of support and mention agriculture as one of the services you really appreciate and use on this station. And so that's important. We don't want to let that $5,250 go away.
So here's what that means. You know, you might be thinking about, I'm just going to hold off for a little bit.
Don't do that, because
the end of the week, we'll really be scrambling trying to get 100 of you to give to
Friday's going to be a mess. It's going to be crowded. You know what I mean? Just get it out of the way
Get it out of the way.
Hey, I want to thank our friends at CBG Enterprises and Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, who are also contributing to this challenge fund.
And thanks to you too, Les.
Thanks, John.
Les Schulte, of course. He's from right here on campus and at the radio station at WILL. However you do it, just make sure that you pledge your financial support to Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, willag.org, or 217-244-9455. And I may forget later, but thank you. Thank you so much for giving. It really makes a difference. Up next, the pig virus, PED, and shortages of hogs and packing plant workers in Canada may be causing a perfect storm of sorts for U.S. pork. The greater focus on oil jobs in Western Canada and new governmental restrictions on hog processing plants may put the squeeze on Canadian hog processing and pork exports. Combine that with millions of pigs lost to PEDV in the United States, and University of Missouri livestock economist Ron Plain says pork economics change.
There's lots of factors, all of which is sort of contributing to fewer hogs to slaughter and therefore higher prices for pork and hogs.
Among key factors, fewer Canadian hogs coming to the United States.
Through August, imports of live hogs from Canada were down 6.6% from a year ago. Canadian hog slaughter is down nearly 2% from a year ago, so that reflects a smaller production of hogs occurring in Canada.
The U.S. hog slaughter is down about 5% from a year ago, and that's largely due to PEDV, and the tighter supply has led to a record high U.S. hog price. Plain says the tight North American supplies mean less to export.
The United States, the world's largest exporter of pork, Canada, the third largest exporter. So when our supplies are down and our prices are higher, it means that those countries around the world that buy our pork products will probably be buying less, or at least paying a lot more for the product.
U.S. pork exports through August were up just 23.7%, that compared to a year ago. Meanwhile, Plain says exports turned negative in the last couple of months, and they'll likely stay lower for the rest of the year. On a related topic, the World Trade Organization, or WTO, ruled against the United States today in a country of origin labeling dispute. The WTO says the U.S. country of origin labeling law still unfairly discounts livestock imports from Canada and Mexico. The U.S. Department of Agriculture amended the cool meat labeling rule after a WTO finding back in 2012 that an earlier version was discriminatory. Canada and Mexico said the amended rule was even more erroneous, limiting their exports of cattle and hogs into the U.S. and weighing on the price of those products. A WTO panel today said the amended cool requirements still violate global trade rules that require imports to be treated no less favorably than domestic products. The United States is considering an appeal of the ruling. You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On this Monday afternoon, from the Andersons, Brian Stark is on the phone line to talk to us about the cash grain situation. Brian, thanks for being with us. Busy there today, I bet.
Yes, it is. Nice sunshine, finally, after a cloudy weekend.
Now, how many grain piles do you have started?
Well, we got the main pile in the back working on it right now, and we'll continue to do so this week. So off to a good start getting corn on the ground.
And how much corn do you think you have in it? Do you know? how much corn you think you have in it at the moment?
Right now, about 1 million bushels is what's on the ground so far.
Oh, gotcha. So you've got a lot on the ground. How much do you expect to have on? How much do you expect to have on the ground?
Harvest seems like we've got at least a third to 40% to go yet.
All right. Your expectations for basis this week?
I would say you might start to see basis get a little bit soft towards the end of this week if facilities around us start to feel that pinch for space. But it'll often depend on logistics, piling, railroad movement, that sort of thing. So we could see a little bit of softening of the wide open week of harvest pressure looking ahead of.
And because we seem to be a little bit behind in the harvest at this point, have things changed in your mind about how much basis might widen out from, say, 3 weeks ago to today?
That's a tough question. I think a lot of it has been chopped up with weather, and we are behind. And every time you get chopped up with weather, the processor has to stick his neck out to get coverage, or the end user does. So I guess I think the basis might get a little softer, but I don't think I've changed my tone for how weak it is, because a lot of people felt like with the big crop it'd get really weak, and I just don't see that happening.
And what do your bids look like for the day?
Right now, we're 319 cash corn for fall. For beans, we're 918 cash out of the field. And new July crop wheat is 514.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Brian Stark of the Andersons. They're right here in Champaign County. And I think they're probably one of those set of folks. I know they volunteer to help us all the time, Les Schulte. They're always supportive of our fund drives.
They are. And so we appreciate what Brian does for us there at the Andersons. Also, we want to thank the folks at AgriGold, who are good friends of ours. We just heard from Pete Manhart earlier this half hour at Bates Commodities, and Murray Wise and Associates. They're just some of the businesses that have joined together to make this over $5,000 challenge that's on the table right now. When you call and make your pledge of support, remember, mention agriculture. We're trying to hear from at least 100 people who will make that pledge of support this week and mention agriculture as a service that they appreciate, that they use here on this station. We can add that $5,250 to our pledge total. So thanks to you when you make that call at 217-244-9455 or give online. You can just go to willag.org and click the contribute button right now. So call that number, 217-244-9455. Maybe $120 fits into your budget. You can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. I imagine some of you are probably a little busy right now. So when you get home tonight, when you're kind of unwinding a little bit, why don't you pick up the computer or your your tablet or something, and then just do that then. Anytime, 24 hours a day, you can make your pledge of support.
Absolutely. So 217-244-9455. If you're at home in the evening, go to willag.org, and you can contribute anytime you'd like. The important part is that you contribute, and you contribute sooner rather than later. Hey, here's the thing is, 100 doesn't sound like that many phone calls to get, but trust me, we'll have to work hard to make it happen. And if you help us out now, it'll be easier later in the week. Again, 217-244-9455. That's the number to pledge your support. Back in 2 minutes, we'll talk about the weather forecast with the folks at Earth Risk Technologies.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
It's National Brandied Fruit Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. The acquisition included the entire western corn belt and most of the wheat-producing states in the U.S. Thomas Jefferson decided to make the purchase because he felt uneasy about France and Spain having the power to block American trade access to the port of New Orleans. In 1930, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes premiered on NBC Radio. You may not know this, but the sleuth had a green thumb, In his last story, we learned that though Holmes is crippled by occasional attacks of rheumatism, he has for many years lived on a small farm 5 miles from Eastbourne, where his time is divided between philosophy and agriculture. And in 1970, Norman Borlaug received the Nobel Peace Prize for his contribution to the Green Revolution. An American agricultural pioneer, he increased grain production throughout the Third World by perfecting and introducing new strains of wheat and rice crops. And he conceived the World Food Prize, awarded each fall for improving the world's food supply or access to it. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support. Let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. As I looked out across the forecast, it sure looked like there were sunny skies coming up. What can you tell me about it?
Glad to be here. Yes, it certainly looks to be the pattern here. For the bulk of this week, and for that matter, next week here. The normal pattern across the entire central U.S. So as a result, kind of infrequent rain activity, anything that does develop looks light, especially Illinois. We might even go through the next week to 10 days with barely a drop of rain. And so overall, things are looking pretty good, at least for harvesting weather, as we round out October and even for that matter, start off November.
I suppose if it's fine here in the Midwest, can you say the same thing about other parts of the world?
Well, yeah, the focus of attention here, it seems, in the ag markets are now with Brazil. And over the past several weeks, actually here in October, we've had some heat and dryness develop across parts of Brazil. So that's been the focus of attention, especially in areas of Mato Grosso do Sul and Goiás, where soybean planting kicks in first. That's in the process of changing here this week as this ridge of high pressure that's produced the hot and dry conditions here of late is now shifting out of the picture, and that's allowing for a much more favorable environment for rain activity. In fact, that's beginning right now as we're seeing more widespread showers and storms pop up across central Brazil. And we see the pattern as we end October and begin November, this feature kind of near normal, even some pockets above normal rainfall totals for this time of year. So much improved situation here, and thus reducing this kind of early dryness concern that's come up here in recent weeks.
Enough that you're no longer concerned, or just the beginning of that process?
No, we're no longer concerned here. In fact, it looks like to us here back about 10, 12 days ago, we were starting to see indications of this ridge breaking down and thus allowing for a more favorable pattern. And we feel that's verifying this week. And so the concern now is beginning to erase. And overall, the pattern here as we move into early November is starting off pretty well here for central Brazil.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in a week.
All right. Thank you.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. And we'll wrap it up. really quickly with Les Schulte. He's got one more item for you this afternoon.
That's right. That item would be for you to call your pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at Will Ag. Just go hit the contribute button right there. It's simple. It's quick. It's easy. And whatever amount you can contribute to your public radio station and these agricultural services that you use, call right now. It's greatly appreciated. 217-244-9455 or go to willag.org.
Let me say, I like the $120 level. Have a great afternoon. Be safe on the combine. I'm Todd Gleason.